we're live. Should I sing the intro? It wouldn't be a Devin J. Swiftney podcast without a little bit of technical difficulties. We couldn't get the music going. Next time. We put it off. Software update. You know how it'd be. So it's season 3, episode 1 of the Devin J. Swiftney podcast. Sorry we couldn't have the iconic intro. Hang on, I gotta turn the sound off on my laptop. We are live, though. It's been a while. What do I even say? We're not going to do any of that, like, administrivia stuff that we used to do before. Nobody really wants to hear that. Like, here's how season 3 is going to go. Because we're just going to get right to it. It's the greatest podcast in the world. Top 3, at least. So we're just going to get right to it. Nobody wants to hear any of that administrivia stuff. We're back. It's going to be as close to a weekly occurrence as we can make it. Life happens. We're going to do it how we can do it. This is season 3, episode 1. Let's get after it. Before I introduce you to our guest, though, Luke, you have the ad read. Pass it over here. Thanks. I got to tell you guys about Borglum Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia. Everybody's, especially now, like in the fall, everybody's gotten up on a Saturday morning and thought, like, oh, man, like, I didn't mow the lawn this week. It looks really long. Maybe you've thought, hey, I need a website. So call up Borglum Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia Services. Tell them Devin J. Swiftney sent you, and they're going to give you the best deal in southeastern Michigan. Period. That's all I can tell you. Best deal in southeastern Michigan. That's Borglum Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia, LLC. Limited liability. That means if something happens, they're not liable.
And merch coming out soon.
Yeah. Rumor has it they have merch coming out soon. So, I mean, we'll keep you updated on that. So, Borglum Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia Services, LLC. Tell them Devin J. Swiftney sent you. And, yeah, we're off. Season 3, Episode 1, greatest podcast in the world. Our guest today... Hey, it's the music!
Can
you guys comment if you can hear the music?
Go ahead.
Alright, so our guest today, student at Michigan State University, criminal justice major, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Criminal justice major. You guys can hear him. Jeff the Fish Tank Fischetti.
Yep. My mother always told me I had a face for radio, so here I am.
No, you got a face for, yeah, for radio.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm honored to be here. I told my mom I was going to be here. She started crying. My parents are finally proud of me. I'm ready to go.
You called home immediately?
Yeah, I did. If I have any piece of advice, though, for the show, and I know the Swiftneys back home are going to be really happy to hear this one.
Yep.
I'd love to hear some Bruce on the little glory days for the intro music.
So we've thought about having music before, but... we'll have to talk to our attorney about it.
Okay.
We don't want to be sued by Bruce Springsteen.
Copyrights and all that. Yeah, it gets complicated. Yeah, I feel you.
We don't want to be sued by Bruce Springsteen or the E Street Band.
True. So, That's a bad look.
I don't know. We've been asking everybody who comes on about, like, music rules. Luke, do you know? Like, we thought maybe you could play 20 seconds of a song.
Yeah, it's something you have to be talking over it.
Okay, yeah, I think. And that would just ruin it.
Yeah, okay.
That would ruin
right.
Bruce.
Yeah, never mind. All right, clearly I don't know anything.
By the way, Luke Borglum here as always, tech guy. He set everything up, so he's here as always.
Mm-hmm. Magic man.
Yeah, so we'd have to talk over it, I guess, if we had any music. My mom commented and said, I hear it.
Let's go.
So we figured it out.
Locked in. Starting the season hot.
Never a doubt we were going to have the music. All right, so we got Jeff here. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. How the heck did you end up at Michigan State?
Okay. Well, for a little background.
Oh, he wasn't prepared for this.
Nicknames nicknames of Jersey are Dirty Jersey and the Armpit of America. So, when I was looking for schools, I was like, I'm gonna try and venture out of here.
Out of the armpit.
So my mom forced me against my will.
Okay.
I protested this a lot. She forced me against my will to go to this college fair, and so I went, and Michigan State had a booth there, and so I chose Michigan State out of spite for her forcing me to go to that college fair. And I went here, then I fell in love with it, yeah. And here I am.
So you came on a visit then?
Yeah, came on a visit. I got accepted, and then I came on a visit, and I was like, yeah. Mom, I'm still going here. I still had that hatred for that college fair, so
the,
I still went
the
here.
The armpit of America.
Yeah, so here I am.
So she made you go to the college fair, and now you're here.
Yep, now I'm here. It's all our fault.
Okay, everybody has a story. Mine was, I don't even know. I guess I had written down fate.
The what?
Fate.
Fate?
Yeah, that's what I thought your answer was going to be.
Okay. Speaking of faith, my sister, first of all, I want to say thank you to God. She had her surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had that written down as well.
Okay, had it written down?
I think we're live now.
We're live?
Okay. Are we live? We are live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me double check. Okay, I think we're back up.
Cool.
I don't know, actually. We might not be. Oh, yeah, we are.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope everyone knows to click on the new one, but that one would have just ended, right? Okay. Well, we had some technical difficulties.
Let's go. Yep. Yeah, we are.
Well, now it's echoing. Okay, we're back. Sweet. Thanks, everyone, for waiting through that.
Mm-hmm.
What would that even be called for persevering?
Persevering, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Sometimes you just got to deal with it, this whole technology thing.
Yeah, man.
So I think, where did we end off? Where did we get cut off?
I think we were talking about my sister.
Okay. All right, let's restart.
So, yeah, okay, so again.
She works at an ice cream parlor.
Sundays.
Sunday nights.
No, it's just called. It's called Sundays.
Oh.
it's called Sundays. So she's a manager at Sundays again. Like the leader of her crew.
She works the Sunday shift.
Yes. Yeah. She's leader of her crew over there, and I guess as we were saying before, as like a team bonding exercise, she's like, let's just start dancing. Mm-hmm. So she starts dancing. Do her little Millie Rock thing.
Yeah.
For
those who don't know what the Millie Rock is, look it up.
Look it up.
It's a pretty...
I think that's what crashed my computer when I looked it up.
Okay. So that's a real...
Well,
yeah.
It's not that bad of a dance move.
I mean, beginners shouldn't be doing it.
Okay.
So, you know, leave that up to the experts out here. Like yours truly. But anyway.
Don't try it at home.
Yeah, don't try it at home without supervision. But, she's doing it. And I guess she just went too hard with it, and her shoulder pops out of her socket, torn labrum, surgery today.
Man,
and she surgery went well, and she's recovering. I guess she's on some painkillers or whatever she's on, living it up.
Labrum surgery.
So labrum, you know, like we said, Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly actually played in the playoffs with a torn labrum.
So she should have kept going. She should have danced. She should have kept serving ice cream through that. Then
I mean,
honestly. If she had some heart.
Had to get it done at some point. That might have been what Aaron Rodgers did, too. We don't say his name on this podcast.
No, we don't. But he left the game. He didn't play through it.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Do we have the bleep available?
Speaks to his character.
Okay. Usually we bleep those filthy words out. but we don't want to have any more technical difficulties.
Right. We can't curse on this podcast, right? It's a family-friendly.
No, I mean, you could say whatever you want.
Oh, okay. But maybe my parents should log off then.
But I can't say whatever I want though, because a lot of family listening to this.
Mama Fish might want to log off then. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Yeah.
So your nickname is the Fish Tank.
Okay, yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Okay, I wish there was some like really cool story behind it, but I'm just gonna tell like the real story. Mm-hmm. So we're playing JV baseball sophomore year.
Okay.
Right. So we're playing against this team, really bad team. We're up like 18-0, sixth and last second inning. So
mercy
like,
rule.
Yeah, so they're like, all right, I guess this is a good time. Like, we can trust to put Jeff in, you know, like to like play. So I was like, so they call me up to a bat. I'm like, let's go.
Yep.
I'm like, all right. So I get up, hit an absolute like bomb. Yep. Probably the furthest ball I've ever hit in my life because I don't hit a lot of balls.
Hepatitis,
see you later. Exactly. So I'm not used to running around the bases, so I wasn't conditioned for it.
Okay.
So I round first, probably the first time all season I've round first. And then I look at the coach, and the coach is still waving me. I'm like, oh man, like, this is like.
You got to leg out, like this double out, this like, thing like out. A triple out.
So, around second, like get to third, probably should have been an inside the park home run, but I got to third, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm dead. And so my coach is like hysterical, and he's like, get him an oxygen tank, oxygen tank. And everyone's like, oh, oxygen tank, tank, fish, fish tank. And I'm like, oh, and so it stuck because fish tank. Yeah, so it's not like, tank. It's not, there's not a cool, it's a cool nickname, but there's not a cool origin story to it. It's a pretty lame origin story.
So it was because you were too out of shape to get inside the park home run.
Yes, because however, I did end the season with a 300 batting average, 3 for 10.
That's success.
Maybe they should have played me a little bit more. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you
sent
know.
A message.
Yeah, I sent a message there against.
Sent a message at the front office.
Yeah, I also closed that game too.
Wow,
first game ever pitched in my life. So that's how you know like what team we were playing against.
it was a non-save situation.
It was not a save situation.
Yeah. So 18 run lead.
Yeah.
Not even a hold.
Yeah. Got a lot of good baseball stories.
3 for 10 on the year.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball is a sport of failure.
Yeah, man.
7 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I still.
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah, but yeah, my I still remember one time when I was. It was like the last inning of a game, like a close playoff game. My dad will love this story. He'll love that I'm telling this story.
Okay.
But I'm playing shortstop, and it's like rec. And it's like no one plays rec anymore, but I still did because like I got to play, so I'm playing rec. Yeah,
filthy shortstop.
And so, yeah. And so it's a game to like get in the playoffs or whatever. It's a huge game. There's two outs. We're up by one. Base is loaded. Ball hit right to me. Mm-hmm. I screw it up.
Okay.
Like, and so, like, game's tied. So I'm like all upset. Like, I just like let them tie the game. Like I blew it. I hear from my dad in the stands. Nice play, short. Heckling me from
your own father
from the stands. My old father heckling me from the stands.
Nice play, short.
Yeah, nice play, short. It wasn't the other team.
That's
it wasn't
funny.
The other fathers.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you make an error. Your dad yells, "Nice play, short."
Tough love, baby. You know,
we got people in the peanut gallery laughing at that one.
As you would say, gutless move.
Yeah, gutless move. Yeah, that nice play, short. I have stickers. I'm supposed to give a sticker to everybody that people are raising their hand. You have to come on the show to get a sticker.
Yeah, we have an audience.
But I forgot them at home.
Okay. So are we in your home right now?
I forgot them at home. Yeah, good one. I forgot them at home.
Like, okay. Like,
I forgot them at my parents' home.
Got you. Yeah. Got you.
But so I owe you a sticker. I don't know why that crossed my mind.
I'll then request you.
Yeah. one sticker.
Yep.
Yeah. They're like Devin J. Swiftney podcast stickers. But anyways, that's besides the point. So you're a criminal justice major.
Correct.
So what do you want to be when you grow up? do you want to be a cop? Is that?
Yeah, well, that's like the starting point, like right now.
Yeah.
My dream would be to be like a police chief somewhere. But right now, I'm thinking of being a narc, you know?
Oh, wow. So I can get, you know how they have those
gold cards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'll hook you up. Yeah.
It's that easy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. Give me a sticker, of course.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, we'll make a trade. That's a fair trade.
Like I said, my Twitter followers are going to skyrocket after this episode, so it's the least I could do for
you. Don't get your hopes up. But so that's like a real thing.
Yeah, I have one.
Explain.
I don't have it on me, though. What, like the gold cards?
Yeah.
Like, so I have
one. I know about it, but I don't know if ever.
So I have one, and I've gotten pulled over. I forgot my parents are listening.
Yeah.
I've gotten pulled over more time than I told my parents.
You've gotten pulled over one time before.
And like it works. Like you just, like they'll pull you over and they'll be like license and registration. And it's like, it feels like a mob deal. Cause like, you know how like you like when you're doing a handshake, you do like the money thing. Like you literally like as you're handing in your license and your registration, you just slide the gold card in there and you hand it to them and they come back and then they hand you the back. You're like, you're good to go. And I'm like, damn, like, all right, like, let's go. And so, and yeah, that's really how it works. Like, I never got it denied. Like, sometimes you'll have those like hardos that'll be like, they'll take it, they'll still give you a ticket and then they'll mail it back to you. And it's like such like a huge, like, it's like a weird thing.
Okay.
But
so are we going to get anyone in trouble for talking about this?
I mean, I don't think. Yeah, maybe.
No,
I don't know.
Everybody knows.
Maybe I got in trouble. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we're all right.
So that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah, I'll take one. Yeah.
Okay. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
One day.
That's crazy. So you just get out of any ticket.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I guess yeah. not anything.
Nah, yeah, I'm sure not anything. I'll do an experiment, though. I'll start pushing the limits and see how far we can take it.
you did not hear that here, folks.
Yeah.
But the reason I asked, so you want to be a cop. I'm colorblind. So I
okay.
Why is that funny? Why?
Because I got a, because the story.
Yeah, okay. So we talked about this before. I can never be a police officer because I'm colorblind. Apparently.
Apparently. Some would say.
Okay.
So
allegedly
that, see, now she's like, you're almost there, you know that word, you're almost there,
allegedly.
but yeah, so
you have a funny story about this.
Yeah, so my professor, who's a current police chief, this guy's out of his mind, but yeah, we're sitting in class one day, and it's like a 70-person lecture, and he's holding up like a Gatorade bottle, going on some sort of weird spiel. No one knows what he's talking about, and he's like telling like the color of it, and someone like raises their hand, and it's like clearly green, and mm-hmm. someone goes like yellow, and so he starts going in on this kid.
Yeah,
and the kid's like, oh, I'm colorblind, like I just don't know what colors are. And this is like a 400 level class, and so for those who don't know, like, this is pretty much all seniors.
He's in the game. Yeah,
like if you're in a 400 level class, like you're in, like you're in for that major. Yeah, like that's it.
That's your major.
And this, and so he asked the kid, he's like, do you want to be a cop? And the kid's like, yeah. And the professor goes, well, he goes, he starts laughing. He's like, you can't be a cop. And the kid's like, what do you mean? He's like, you're colorblind. He's like, you couldn't tell, like, you'd be a horrible eyewitness. Like, how could you be a cop? Could you tell a difference between like blue and red at night? And the kid goes, no, I could do it during the day, but I can't do it at night. He goes, you'd be the worst cop of all time. You'd be a horrible eyewitness, killing this kid's dreams.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, gutless move. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm in there, and I'm like, this is horrible. And people are laughing hysterically.
Jeez.
And I'm like, wow.
This kid's rethinking his whole college education.
Yeah, this kid's like starting to say things like, oh, but my dad said this, and my like this and that. And the fresh is like, I'm a police chief. But yeah, and I was like, and he's still like every now and then at the end of the rant, he was like, oh, well, I hope you weren't offended, but it doesn't matter. And he goes on. And every now and once in a while, like, it ever comes up, he goes, oh, colorblind. And he looks at him and points at him, and he, like, laughs at him. Yeah. Like, out in the middle of class, and it's like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like bad, man. And that's not even, like, he goes in on that. He yelled at me, too.
Dang.
He was like, oh, is anyone here from Jersey? And I raised my hand, like, all, like, emphatically, like, oh, like, I guess.
Yeah.
Because everyone, like, for whatever reason, like, Jersey Shore, people think that's whatever. And so I raised my hand, and he goes, ha, like, what a shitty state. And he just moves on with the right. It had no, like, didn't have any.
Boom, so, roasted.
Yeah, so me and this guy are in a war right now.
Jeez.
So.
Well, you'll just have to 4-0 his class and then on him.
Yeah, his class is really easy. It's so stupid.
So he said... So he went on this big rant about him being colorblind, and then he said it doesn't matter.
Well, he was like it doesn't matter if your feelings were hurt. Like, I don't care. Oh. Like that type of it doesn't matter.
This guy doesn't care.
Not like, yeah, he's very you could see like he catches himself about to say these things that could be really offensive, and he like stops himself.
Jeez.
So it's like it's he's a touchy.
He's walking on thin ice.
Yeah, he is. He's walking on very thin ice, that guy.
Jeez. So I can never be a cop because I'm colorblind.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen those tests?
There's glasses that, and yeah. I don't think it's really that. I think he was just being a jerk. Like, I think maybe. You still could if you wanted. Like, leave that door open.
I could just not say anything, and then...
Honestly.
Then I get in, like, I have to go to court one day to, like, to be an eyewitness. They're like, what color was this? Like, it was like a, it was like a blue-purple...
Yeah, that type of deal, general. Yeah. That's good enough.
Have you seen those tests before? It's like the circles, and then there's a bunch of dots, and you're supposed to be able to read the number.
I've never heard of this.
Luke?
Maybe, I'm telling you, Jersey eye doctors are different.
Sick one went off on a run, just watching it.
Okay, can you pull up a colorblind test?
Last time I tried to pull something up, the stream literally
shut down. Explain it using my words. So, or I can pull it up on my phone, just the people at home won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to see it. So it's like, I'm sure people have seen them before. It's like a bunch of dots. It's a big circle.
It's a bunch of dots.
Colorblind test.
Tony, we do things different in Jersey, man. We don't follow the rules like normal people.
They don't even test you for colorblindness.
Yeah, no, they don't.
No, this is what it looks like. It's just, see how there's like...
I've never done that in my life.
See how there's a 7 there?
Never done that in my life.
But what number do you see in that top left one?
I don't know.
I'll
Uh-oh. Is that three?
Luke. Top left.
That's a tough one. Yeah, is that a three, maybe?
Okay, maybe it's fake.
That's a tough one. Okay, how about you scared me for a second. I was like, my God.
How about this one?
That's a five, for sure.
See, I don't see anything.
All right,
you
cool.
see a five there?
I passed.
How about everyone out here?
The audience?
You all thousands? See a five. Yeah. See, I'm looking at this, I see nothing. This is probably terrible radio.
Hundreds of people are putting up the number five right now.
Yeah. And everyone here says they can see it, like, super clear. I can't see anything in that system.
That's tough.
It just looks like a bunch of dots.
You should get those glasses. Cause
right, I'm going to show them.
That'd be okay.
The one that
Luke's pulling one up. The same one?
Mm, that's the five.
Five.
Okay,
it's
so
pretty tough
David
on
Wright.
My computer to see
yeah,
that, actually.
David Wright, number five. So Luke,
more tough.
Okay, I'm watching it right here. Yeah, so that's supposed to be a five in there. I don't see anything in there, though.
That's crazy.
I just see a bunch of dots. But you see David Wright's number.
I see David
this
Wright.
This is going to be delayed for you.
I see David Wright.
Tell me what you see on this one, Dove.
Okay, I'll just have to wait for it.
That one's like obvious to me.
Okay, yeah, that's a 27.
Yep.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Go, yeah.
Show that one. Jeff knows that one, right? You're not colorblind.
No, I'm not.
See that? Yeah. See, you said that one was easy, though.
That one was extremely easy. This one's a little bit more difficult. We'll get this one. Yeah.
All right, bet.
Yo, what's the wager here?
-1200. That's a three.
No.
What? No, that is a three.
No, it's not.
Is it an eight?
It's an eight.
I didn't even see it. It's not. See it. Oh, you did say it? I didn't hear you say it.
My right. booty. That's not a... That's a three.
That's an eight.
All right, so I'm two for three.
Let's hear it.
666. Tall fan numbers.
Yeah, if you just found out that you're colorblind, leave a comment in the comment section.
Yeah, we diagnose people out here.
Yeah,
we do it all.
You may want to consult your doctor, but I think you're colorblind. if you thought that was a three.
Yeah.
But I have like a family member's boyfriend had those glasses, mm-hmm. and I tried them on one time, but you're supposed to wait 30 minutes, and I had them on for like 5 minutes. And it kind of looked a little different, but I think you're supposed to let your eyes adjust.
Oh, well then what are those videos of those people putting them on and being like, oh my God. And
yeah,
like
you
crying.
See
them. Oh
like
yeah,
crying.
You're right. You're
it's
right.
Like crazy. I'm telling you, like people like,
fake.
Cause a kid who was colorblind was arguing that in class.
Oh, yeah, and he could wear like, those glasses, though. During
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can wear those glasses, then what's the difference?
Yeah.
Because it's like, then you can, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe,
man.
I don't know. Maybe I'm fake.
Give it a shot.
We have a question.
Oh, can you wear glasses if you're a cop, or do you have to wear contacts?
I mean, you could definitely wear glasses as a cop. I will. Okay, so someone asked, mm-hmm. can you wear glasses? At Katie Berry, number one fan of the podcast.
Yep.
Number
best
one
podcast
fan,
in the world.
Best podcast in the world. Number one fan of the Freaky Facts Delivery intramural 2-1-1 football team.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just, okay. Best person in the world, Katie Berry. She asked if cops can wear glasses. And the answer is yes, I'm pretty sure. But I will probably switch to contacts.
Okay.
Breaking news, Jeff Fischetti mm-hmm. will switch to contacts.
Big if true.
If he becomes a police officer. Okay. If he makes it past the police academy.
Okay. How does that work, police academy? Do you have to like climb ropes?
Six months of physical and intellectual training.
Wow.
So it's fun stuff.
So like you'll be like running the gauntlet and then taking tests.
Running the gauntlet, taking tests. Yeah. You know,
dang.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. I'll be like, I don't know, football training camp, you know?
It's like the NFL combine.
Yeah, it is. It's like the NFL combine,
but
you have to be more athletic for it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair, though.
So,
yeah.
That's where I'm at.
So, like, what's your 40? Are you trying to, like, get your 40 down for the...
Yeah, so every morning I've been waking up at, like, 4 a.m., and I just walk outside and I just sprint down like Hagedorn from Acres. And it's like, I've been getting my 40.
Like in the road.
In the road. Yeah.
It's 4 a.m. There's no cars.
There's no cars. And they've been coned it off. They cone it off. Like, you think the cones are there for construction? It's for me to train.
Yeah.
So that's why they're all out over
there.
It's
your senior year.
Yeah. So, like, you know, they made that happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if anyone wants a show, I'm out there 4 a.m. every morning.
Get your stopwatches ready.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of scouts, too?
Yeah, there are, but, you know, like, I have like, you know, like, there's paparazzi, there's scouts and all that mess,
yeah,
and, you know,
you
I just...
tune them out.
Once I step on there and I start sprinting, it's all blocked out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in my zone.
That's true. That's,
yeah. So I signed a couple autographs for the kids, but, you know, unless they're wearing Michigan jerseys.
Give back.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, big game in a week and a half.
Yes.
We don't need to talk, like, a bunch about sports, but are we going to beat Michigan, Michigan State?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are. Lock it in. Lock Call your
in.
Bookie.
Lock it in, he says.
Lock
smart,
it in.
Smart money's on the Spartans.
Lock of the week. Spartans. The spread will be bigger because
we're looking a week ahead.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. We own Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
D'Antonio owns Jim Harbaugh. Like, we'll be fine.
He has.
And, we're just, the spread will be down. I mean, no, the spread will be in our favor because, you know, we're not ranked right now.
I would imagine we would be dogs.
Yeah. So, we always win as underdogs against Michigan.
I mean, we haven't looked good.
No.
But.
I'll go with you on that.
Yeah.
But we're just saving our energy for the ranked opponents, I think.
I would love that.
Yeah, you know, for the games that matter.
All right. Well, speaking of football.
This
flag football team we got. Huge victory on Tuesday, he says.
Best victory in my life.
That was honestly, all three phases of the game, we played incredible.
That was one of the best games I've ever been a part of.
Yep.
That game.
It wasn't even nothing crazy happened. We just won the football game.
No, we had some big passes, catches. Luke had a crazy pass at the end of the game to Keen, across his body on their side. Pat shows up late to the game.
Yeah.
Wears shorts.
Okay,
without,
we got to mention
that. Okay, so yeah. So, when we play intramural sports, you can't wear shorts with pockets. Pat is so locked into the Red Sox, he shows up late to the game. Two,
he was watching the Red Sox game.
He shows up, and he has shorts with pockets on.
Yeah, it's a no-go. For whatever reason, we think maybe somebody broke a finger, trying to pull someone's flag where you get caught in a pocket.
Or
maybe somebody hid their flags in their pockets.
Yes.
We don't know. But you can't wear shorts with pockets, and it's, strictly enforced.
Right.
For the people at home.
It is. So then Pat had to leave. Drive home. Yeah, he wanted Katie's shorts, but Katie protested, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And so
they would have been really short on him.
Yeah, they would have been really short on him, which could have been in our favor.
Yeah.
Could have been a distraction.
Yeah, nobody would have wanted to tackle him.
That too. Or they could have really wanted to tackle him. But anyway.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's true. But so he drove home. He got shorts without pockets, came back 2 minutes in the third.
Yeah, second half, yeah.
Yeah, second half, and then he scored the game-tying touchdown.
but also, so Pat, what happened? So Pat came back in his, so the way the flags work, you put them around your waist and there's just a little clip.
Yeah.
So if somebody pulls your flags, the clip will come unclipped really easily.
Yeah.
They're just kind of hanging on by one little clip. But, Pat, did you wear your belt home? Is that why? Mm-hmm. So he tied it around his waist when he left, knotted it.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that was a story.
And he came back, and he still had the flag tied around his
waist.
He still had the flag tied around his waist, when he got out of his car to come back and play in the game.
Which is extremely illegal.
So he checks in. Max, our other roommate, got suspended from all IM sports because he accidentally tied his flag, 2 years ago.
Wow, you would have been fine.
No, but the thing is, Pat comes in with a flag tied around his waist, and he makes a catch on the sideline and runs out of bounds, so nobody has to pull his flag. So it's still tied around his waist, and then the other catch he had was a touchdown catch, so nobody had to pull his flag.
Which was an incredible catch, and I still remember I was trying to get my ID, and I was at their table where there's five referees, and I'm hearing Pat yell, "Someone get my flag off!
Yeah.
Someone get being disputed about it at all! Someone get my flag off! Someone get my flag off!"
He couldn't even
get
it untied, and we couldn't turn the flag in tied into a bunch of knots, so it's hanging in our basement right now. See it right there.
I see it. I'm looking at it right now. I didn't notice it, but I'm noticing it now. I was wondering what that was. I never know he never got it off.
No. Well, he had to take it off like you would shorts because he couldn't get it untied. So it's still tied. And it's
God. Well, hey, when's a win?
Yeah. You know? So Freaky Facts Delivery, that's the name of our team. We're 2-1-1.
It's us Patriot fans for you. You know, we'll find a way.
Do your job.
Yeah, do your job.
That's our mentality.
That's great.
What? I'm talking into the side?
No, I'm telling you to talk into the side. You're
Is this better? Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm talking to your side, chicks.
Yeah. I'm talking into the side of my mic. So that's on me. I just got to put it closer to my mouth. Yeah, yep. All right, we're 2-1-1, big playoff push coming.
Here we do. I'm ready.
And I was laying in bed last night. I was thinking I got to come up with a pro comparison to Jeff.
Pro comparison.
NFL comparison. So who?
Do the whole team.
Oh, the whole team. Okay, let's come up with a pro comparison for
okay,
our whole, for
I like
whole
that.
Roster.
Let's do it. I like
so
it.
So the one I came up with for you last night, you play like defensive end, edge rusher. So I chose Ryan Kerrigan.
Oh, I am all in on Ryan. I love that.
Like maybe not the most imposing athlete, but you're gonna be you're gonna lead the league in sacks.
I'll make
like,
some noise.
You're gonna be top five in sacks every year.
Who'd you say?
I would say T.J. Watt.
Okay. Similar.
All right. Yeah. I'm making a switch to T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt.
I'm making a switch
to
T.J. Watt. I like getting sacks. I like T.J. Watt. That's great.
All right. I said Luke, the quarterback. I think he plays like Carson Wentz.
I like that too. Very That's a similar. Really good one. Like 2017 Carson Wentz though. 2018 Carson Wentz has struggled.
Yeah, MVP caliber Carson Wentz.
MVP.
Yeah.
Is he going off right now? All right, he's 2018 Carson Wentz.
What's the score of that game?
21-6. Okay. Who else do you need comparisons for?
I don't know. I thought I kind of play like Robert Woods.
I mean, like, I feel like you gave it the peace sign. I think you got to be Tyreek Hill now.
No, I'm not that fast.
But I mean, you're like a deep threat. Is Robert Woods a deep threat?
No.
I don't know.
Tyreek Hill. I don't play like Tyreek Hill.
I think you play like Tyreek. I don't know.
I think Brendan plays like Cooper Kupp.
Brendan plays like... I feel like Brendan plays like Cortland Finnegan. I think that's true.
Getting in fights with Andre Johnson.
He just plays scrappy on defense.
I said Tavon Austin. Just like... He makes like one or two plays a game.
Yeah, I'll give him
like
that.
But it's like solid.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, Tavon Austin.
I feel like his plays come on defense, though. I'll give him Tavon, though.
Cortland Finnegan.
Donald.
Shout out Donald, our coach.
Shout out Donald Trinidad, our coach, yeah. He brought orange slices last game, which was big.
He calls all the plays.
Yep. Encouraging. Gives out game balls.
Shout out.
Great all-around guy.
And KD, our biggest fan.
And KD, our number one fan. KD, our number one fan.
Yep. I don't know. What, do we have any other comparisons before we move on?
Pat is like Josh Gordon because he's off the field issues.
Wait.
So he's Josh Gordon. And he's got good talent, but he's just got to pull it together. He's got to stop. He's got to get it together.
No, I would say Pat is like so the first game we didn't have Pat, and like they threw all over us, but then we had Pat in the second game, and he locked everybody up.
He's a difference maker.
Like we put him on the best receiver, and he locked him up. Yeah. So who's like a shutdown corner?
Jalen Ramsey.
The opposing quarterback rating against Pat was like zero that game.
Yeah.
Zero completions, he says.
So,
Jalen Ramsey. Anybody. Pick your poison. Jalen Ramsey.
I'm not ready to give him Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Marshawn Lattimore. A youngin.
Jeff's not ready to give him Jalen
Ramsey. Ramsey's young, though.
I know.
He's stud.
Revis in his prime.
I mean, I like the confidence, but.
Ed Reed. He's a big hitter.
Yeah, he lays the wood.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he really hits those flags.
Yeah, he's more of a true corner, though. He wants Revis in his prime.
Sure. Give
me the 07 Patriots as a team.
Okay. 07 Patriots as a team. All right, we'll give him
Ty Law. Yeah, okay, we'll do
Ty Law.
You
could be Butler in 16.
You could do, like, 2017 Malcolm Butler. In the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
was it 17 or something? No, it was 16.
No, when he got benched.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's great.
I mean, any lockdown corner, we could give it to Pat.
Yeah, he's one of a kind. I just like Josh Gordon because he has all the talent in the world. He just doesn't know how to pull it together.
But he just had to watch the Red Sox and miss a whole half of the game.
Yeah, like really spotty. He hasn't played a lot in the last couple of years. And
yeah,
he comes
exactly.
back off the field.
You don't know when he's going to show up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I knew we weren't going to make it through a whole podcast without talking about football.
Yeah, that's tough.
Katie was like, "Of course you're talking about football." All right. Well, we can move on. I got a couple more things to touch on.
I'm ready. Locked in.
Can we talk about the devil's liquid that is LaCroix?
Oh my God. Yeah. What is with this?
Do you drink LaCroix?
No, I don't. No.
Heck
no,
yeah.
I don't drink LaCroix.
Heck yeah.
No, I don't drink LaCroix.
Let's get a poll from the audience. Who likes LaCroix?
Who here drinks LaCroix? I don't like LaCroix. Brennan from Grosse Pointe doesn't drink LaCroix.
Yeah, that's how you know it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like White Claw either.
What's the point? No, but
I don't like White Claw either.
Yeah, I'm not a big White Claw guy either.
So these are the explained LaCroix flavors online. Transported in a truck near bananas. hint of lime.
Did you pull this picture up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Single Skittle dissolved in water.
Oh my god.
Shy watermelon, and imagine like a strawberry but with low battery.
those are the LaCroix flavors.
Yeah, like dude, just drink a Sprite. Like, come on.
Yeah,
like, it's
actually,
like LaCroix just sounds like fancier, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like a little like bougier. Like, oh, yeah, like I'm gonna drink a Sprite. Like, oh no, I'm drinking a LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I don't know.
Get out of here with that.
I mean, I guess it's supposed to be healthy, I guess.
Like, how is it healthy though? I don't understand.
No sugar, I guess.
Uh oh. Are there vegetables? Is it like V8? Is it like a V8?
No, it's not. There's no fruits or veggies.
Okay, so then I'm out. Like, no, there's no way.
I think so. How about this? I got a would you rather for you.
Okay, give it to me.
People in the audience, you guys can comment on this.
Give it
too.
To me.
But and people. Oh yeah, my cousin. He says it's awful.
Thank you.
LaCroix,
yeah.
It's absolutely terrible.
That's a good person.
It's horrific.
He's a good man, then.
Let's hear the nutrition facts.
0 calories, 0 saturated. 0 calories, 0 saturated. 0 carbs, 0 sugar.
0 carbs.
That just sounds boring to me.
0 flavor. 0 saturated.
And 0 flavor.
Zero flavor. It's 0 everything, apparently.
Okay, so 0 everything. So my problem
that's
with it is,
to me.
So I went to Germany on an exchange program
okay. In
high school. And we went to go play soccer. We went to go play soccer, and my exchange student was like, oh, I'll grab a couple waters for us.
Okay.
And we show up at the field, and I'm like, parched. I'm so thirsty. We just played soccer for an hour. And he's like,
right.
Oh, here's your water. And it's a carbonated water.
Get out of here.
Like, how am I supposed to drink this after playing soccer for an hour?
My cousin, that's all he drinks. He thinks he's, like, so cool and hipster and so suave. it's just like, dude, yeah. Just drink a water. Like, what? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it either.
I mean,
it's just weird. It's a weird, weird thing.
So I never got to the would you rather. But would you rather chop your right arm off
okay. Or
have one sip of LaCroix?
I'd rather chop my right arm off. I guess I'll have my dignity with one arm. If I ever take a sip of LaCroix, that's it for me. I'm done. I'm getting rid of that arm.
That one's tough for me. I don't know.
It's a no-brainer.
Luke, would you rather chop your arm off or have a sip of LaCroix?
Do you want pride?
Know, that's pretty close.
All right. You're going to sell your pride?
I'll drink
to
a
the
LaCroix.
Devil? You're going to sell your soul to the devil?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Well, now
I will never drink a White Claw, though.
Okay.
That's
you
fair.
Almost made it back. You're halfway there.
Okay.
Man
card.
It's not revoked. It's suspended.
All right. So I have a personal vendetta against LaCroix for whatever reason. There's not really a reason. I just think it's nasty.
I mean, I agree with you. Your dad drinks LaCroix, though, right?
My dad sits down and has like a LaCroix and has some of those gobstoppers every night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I might be on LaCroix then because your dad.
I think my dad looks like Doug Peterson, the Eagles coach. What were you saying?
Your dad's a good man. Try that,
okay.
Good guy.
Yeah, everyone's giving my dad shout-outs.
Yeah, dude, your dad showed. You're like when I met your family was awesome. Then you guys,
wow. Then
you guys like walked us around Detroit to the Lions game.
Wow.
However, we could have been bad luck because we lost that game in a heartbreaker.
It was a blown call.
And then it was the first time the guy with the charcoal grill ever got kicked out of the lot.
Chef.
Yeah.
Chef, he might be listening to this.
Is he?
Yeah,
right.
Mike Malaga, chef.
I loved the charcoal grill.
Yes. Yeah, so
that was good.
We've tailgated in the same lot, or my dad, I shouldn't say we, because I've only been around for, my dad's had Lions tickets for forever.
Yeah.
But they've tailgated in that lot for as long as they've been going to Lions games.
That's awesome.
26 years or something. And he's had this charcoal grill. They bought it at Walmart, like, the first day they went to the first Lions game with season tickets. And then all of a sudden, we're at this game, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And the guy that owns the lot walks up, he's like, you can't use this grill here. And they're like, we've been here 23 years. And so they marched right across the street. They go, can we use this charcoal grill in your lot? And the guy goes, I don't care. So they moved lots. How ridiculous.
It's probably because I was wearing a Brady jersey. Honestly, at the time, I was
wearing
a Brady jersey, which wasn't a good look.
It was like a Titans-Lions game. You were wearing a Brady jersey.
Yeah, which probably wasn't a good look. I apologize, Mr. Swifty. That's not it. You don't want a guy with a Brady jersey following you around.
Yeah, so you're taking all the blame for that.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But shout out to Chef. He makes, he has the best tailgate.
Facts.
He makes like lamb
that
chops
was,
and steaks. And,
that was a really fun time. I had a blast.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Game. I think, if I remember correctly, I think the refs blew that game.
They did.
I think,
as always.
I think Eric Ebron, of all people, caught a touchdown, and they said he pushed off.
He what?
But he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He barely caught somehow caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, we're back to football again.
Yeah, we somehow got there every yeah.
Every time. I got a couple current events before we finish up.
Cool.
Did you hear about this Banksy guy?
Who's Banksy?
Luke, pull it up.
What am I pulling up?
So this Banksy guy, he created this like big piece of artwork. Maybe it wasn't that big. I don't even know how I heard about this.
It was a big deal. So
kind of a big deal.
So he sold his painting for $1.4 million.
So he's like a very famous artist, whatever.
I'm going to try to pull up this video. He pulled it up for $1.4 million, and
so he sold his painting for $1.4 million.
And when it sold, there was he installed. Well, he's a artist. Nobody knows who he is.
Okay.
Who's actually
anonymous?
Yeah, he's anonymous.
He's unanimous.
So I have the video up right here, and all right, basically,
so here it is.
All right, I mean, it showed it a little late, but like if you can see it, it like half of the painting goes down and gets shredded. So he installed a shredder into the painting, into the frame, and he shredded the bottom half of the painting.
So like right when it got sold, it started going vroom, and the bottom half just got shredded.
People think he was in the crowd because he probably had like a button to click right when but also some people think that, like I talked to Donald about this, they think that it actually might be worth more now.
I could see it.
Dude.
Yeah, because it's so, like, everybody knows
so
about it.
So edgy.
Yeah, I got this painting. It's half shredded.
Dude, I am so out on art. Like, I just don't. Like, have you ever seen the videos of those people who they're, like, they walk up to, like, an art gallery, they just take their skateboard and like a pair of shoes and they just put it against the wall, and like 20 minutes later, like people come up, like taking pictures, they're all like whispering about it, like, oh, it's so great, like, any, like, come on, like, that's just like, that's ridiculous to me.
You heard it here first. Art's overrated.
Art is very overrated. Because how do you determine the price of art?
I guess
it just like whatever's the edgiest. Like,
I guess a lot could fall under art though, like a song.
Okay.
That's art.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that.
99 cents.
Physical art, I'm out on.
How about a podcast?
Podcast?
That's art.
I think this might be a sport. Yeah. Honestly. This might be a sport.
No, I would say it's a lifestyle.
Lifestyle? Yeah. Okay, I like where you're going. Yeah, I like that too. But, yeah, art is just, I just don't get it.
I don't get it at all. I just thought it would be interesting to talk about.
Gets me hot.
Yeah, so this Banksy guy, shredded painting. We might make a bid.
Yeah, we could.
I think it would look good right here.
Yeah, should we get a GoFundMe going? How many people got listening? Can we?
Let's not worry about that.
I think Devin's avoiding this question. I know he's seen it.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
We got a question in the chat.
What's the question?
Did you choose to do a podcast today because it's National Coming Out Day? Thanks. Love the show.
That's very insensitive.
Long time listener.
That's very insensitive.
First time calling, long time listening.
First time, long time. Quick question here. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Hey, just, yeah.
Yeah, triggered.
And as Michael Scott says, he says, I'm coming out as hetero.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing to say there, really.
Yeah, just read, you know. We're edgy, too.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, smash, subscribe.
Don't forget to leave a comment and like. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that without being, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
No.
We just like to get in the media, you know. So now they're gonna start. Talking about it, like, oh,
yeah, no,
like,
yeah,
maybe,
no,
like,
no media is bad media.
Exactly, exactly. So this gets us in the news, like, oh, people are gonna be talking, like, oh, it's like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Devin J, maybe I don't know, something's going up here. Something's up here. So
wait.
So hey, get you in the news. Just don't confirm
guess,
nor
yeah.
deny it.
No, yeah, no media is bad media, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah. Can't confirm.
Gets the people talking. That's all you need.
I can't comment at this time.
You're already a pro at it.
Yep. The other current event I have written down is people found out what the Kanye's phone passcode is. Can you find that video? I think, like,
that is great.
I don't know. How can we find that?
I mean, it's up there. It's in a lot of places. It's like if you go on Twitter. It's everywhere. It's on Barstool. It's everywhere. I mean, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Well, not the greatest thing, but that's great.
So Kanye was at the White House, and somebody found a video of him, like, punching the passcode into his phone, and his security is Like, I could have guessed it.
Yeah. It's like the first thing you would guess. It's 5 zeros in a row.
Yeah. I don't know how many. It's all zeros.
It's like 5 or 6 zeros in a row.
Here, Luke pulled it up.
Like, look at that. It's great.
Airtight security on his phone with the password. Yeah, he goes, he just, like, smashes the zero button.
Like, imagine the things that Kanye has on his phone.
Yeah.
Like, he's married to Kim Kardashian. Like, he's got all these, like, he's, like, with the Jenners, like, everything. Like, he's got all that on his phone. And all you have to do is
he's
hit
friends
zero.
Friends with Trump, yeah.
Yeah, friends with Trump. Like, the thing on his phone is probably incredible.
So that got me thinking, what's your phone passcode?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
No. No, you don't know it. But, yeah. My cousin's passcode is, like, 13 characters long. And he's, just, like, an intern at, like, some... For, like, a newspaper, The Times. Yeah. And then here goes Kanye, who knows, like, probably all these great things.
0000.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, in the Illuminati.
Yeah. Hey, don't count it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I hate when you have to go online and it's like, yeah, you need a, your password needs to have a capital letter, your dog's first name.
Yeah.
Your, like, a punctuation.
Your Gemini, so whatever it's called.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
All that.
Aquarius.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Your left eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The coordinates of Polaris. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your left eye.
Yeah. An abstract from Atlantis.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly. All right. I think that's about it, though. Anything else? Any? Leave a comment if you want us to answer any other questions. Oh, okay. One more thing. World Series prediction. Pat asked me to do that.
World Series prediction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's that time. I think we did it last year on the podcast. It's that time of year.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, last year I was right. I think I picked Astros to beat the Dodgers. I think I was right. So, for the record, I know we haven't done a podcast.
We have video evidence. We can go back and look.
Just check. Yeah, check the tape. I was right last year.
Okay.
So, you got big shoes to fill.
Okay. A lot of pressure. Okay. Are you asking me? I got to go first?
You go first.
Then. Okay. I'm going to go Brewers. Definitely Brewers. And then I'm going to say I got a Red Sox fan who's right next to me right now. And
don't be swayed.
Ah, man. I think I got to go Astros.
Yeah, baby.
I think I have to go Astros. So I'm going to go Brewers, Astros, and I'm going to go Brewers.
Ooh.
Yelich, World Series Brewers. MVP.
NL MVP, Christian Yelich.
In six.
Brewers in six. Okay.
Astros beat Red Sox in four. Right. No, Astros win in like seven. Like a heartbreaker. Like it's going to break this kid's heart.
Yeah, that would,
in seven.
Would almost be better that way.
Break this kid's heart. Yeah.
All right. I'm also going to go Astros. Is that music in the background? Yeah, I'm also gonna have the Astros beat the Red Sox. I got to ride with my guy Justin Verlander.
Met him once.
I saw him throw a no hitter in Toronto. Jeff met him.
I met him.
Yeah,
not in the most glorious of ways, but yeah.
Yeah, but you met him.
Yeah,
I got to ride with my guy Justin Verlander. He'll pitch 1-4-7 if needed. So I got Astros beating the Red Sox, and then I got. That's a tough one in the NL.
Hey,
since you took the Brewers, I'll go with the Dodgers.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Brewers win it. I'll take the Dodgers. Astros-Dodgers rematch. I got Astros winning it again, back-to-back.
But Justin Turner, World Series MVP still?
No, Verlander. I do love Justin Turner, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a question in the chat before we finish up. Will the fish tank be attending the same police academy as Paul Blart?
If I was so honored, yeah. I would. You kidding me?
Paul Blart,
you know how awesome
it'd
be to ride a Segway around all day? I wish I had that. I'm an R right now. I wish I had that right now. Yeah. Like going around the hallways in a Segway. That'd be maybe not intimidating. Maybe that's not the right word. But
it would not be intimidating.
If you can send me the link to the application for that police academy, I will most definitely apply to it.
That's my that's my cousin Jack. He wants to know.
Okay. Good. I like it. Send me it, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll submit a resume.
Yeah, tell him I'll submit a resume, cover letter, all that.
How about rapid fire before we finish?
Okay.
How many pieces of paper do you think you could stack up on top of each other and rip in half?
Two. Wow.
Only two?
Okay, 11.
11?
No. I mean...
That's tough, isn't it? That's a really tough question. Yeah, he has been going to the gym.
I have been going to the gym like twice a week. Yeah, so
maybe 12.
Maybe 11 and a half.
What do you think?
Is it? Are we talking like loose leaf? Yeah, I'm kidding.
Like if you take a pieces of a ream of paper.
I like how this is rapid fire, by the way. Discussion.
A ream of paper, you know, those like white printer paper. How many pieces can you stack on top of each other and still rip in half?
21.
25.
Okay, we'll test it on another episode because we're running out of time.
Yeah, well, tweet it. What you'll say? Tweet it out.
21.
Are you talking about computer paper or loose leaf?
Like printer paper.
And now we're getting into like the materialist paper. Like what kind of trees just like did your standard, tear down like, to make this paper?
Your standard mead.
I think it's hard. And if we all try it next episode, how many trees are we killing?
Yeah, well, we're not. Okay.
We'll recycle the paper. So it's okay. We'll recycle the paper.
It's supposed to be rapid fire.
Strongest person gets to do it.
Do you cut your toast diagonal or straight up?
Straight up.
Me too. Gatorade's better than Powerade, right?
Correct. Facts.
Facts. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. Really? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Wow. Just blew my mind right now. I guess it has to be. Like, what would it be?
I don't know.
It has to be. Yeah, it is a sandwich. There's no correct answer. It is a sandwich.
Is a Pop-Tart ravioli?
No. No, get out of here. No.
And then the last one I had, we need a final answer. Would you rather chop off your right arm or drink one sip of LaCroix?
I mean, your dad, I'll drink some LaCroix. If your dad is in the room, I'll drink LaCroix with him. Okay. If not, then I'm chopping off my right arm.
That was the only answer that we were going to accept.
Okay,
correct.
Cool. I'm glad I made it.
Yeah. But that's it. I thought we were going to go for 40 minutes. That was way over. So
what do we go to?
It's 10:02.
Oh my!
I mean, we had the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I think we're all right. Yeah.
So sorry about the technical difficulties. It'll never happen again. I mean, we've had all sorts of issues, but thanks for listening. Actually, everybody, hit that subscribe button. You're watching on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. I don't even care like if you don't watch ever again, but hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button too. What else do I gotta tell them? Follow us on Twitter at DJS Podcast. We got an Instagram, but please actually hit that subscribe button and like, follow Jeff on Twitter,
Instagram, Snapchat, MySpace, everything.
We got to plug that. Jeff Fischetti at the Fish Tank 17.
Also, my mom already texted me how many times we've been pulled over, so that's great.
Okay. Yeah, so Jeff's ass is in the jackpot. thanks for listening. Subscribe, like, comment. Thanks again. See you next week. Peace out.